Aloha and welcome to the Hawaii Family Forum Triple F podcast. Triple F stands for Faith, Family, and Freedom. Hawaii Family Forum has worked alongside the faith-based community in Hawaii since 1998. Join us on our journey as we work toward a Hawaii where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. Aloha, everyone. This is Eva Andrade, and I'm the president of Hawaii Family Forum. And I'm here what I'm hoping will be our final podcast, part four, on the life issues in Hawaii with Janet Grace Hochberg. Janet, welcome back.
Thank you, beautiful. Full of grace, Eva Andrade.
Yes, we have. What we're doing, dear listener, today is we are going to be ending on a positive note, hopefully. As positive as we can be in the state of Hawaii. We want to talk about, now that we know all of this stuff in the historical aspects of legislation in Hawaii. So where do we go from here? Because we get calls all the time in Hawaii Family Forum that says, you know, we need to be picketing, we need to be doing this. And having said that right out of the gate, I want people to understand we totally support 40 Days for Life. We think that is an awesome way for people to actually go and pray at Planned Parenthood location.
Peacefully,
it's a way to do it. The Catholic Church has the Respect Life offices that most of the parishes, not all of them, but most of the parishes do have a contact that you can reach out to promote life in your church. And actually, First Assembly of God has a wonderful ministry, a Pulse ministry. They're working with people. So I want to give a shout out to the ladies with Pulse ministry. We have the Hawaii Life Alliance. Janet, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would be delighted to. Thank you. So Hawaii Life Alliance is a culture of families, a culture of aloha that, again, just really respects life from conception to natural death. We just want to just love on people and let them know that every life matters and that we're here to just support people that are hurting, that are struggling, that are looking for answers, you know, need solutions, are looking for, again, for hope, for positive feedback. Again, you know, keeping it real, but saying that, you know, this isn't all gloom and doom. We're in this together, you know, and we can truly help one another when we come from a place really of knowing that every breath that we take is a gift. You know, how can I mean, everybody's pain and trials and challenges in life are their own. They're real. I get that. You know, we go through what we go through to help others get through what they're going through. I truly believe that. The Bible says deep calls to deep. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Hawaii Life Alliance really is just a group of like-minded people that want to share a unified message, say the same thing the same way. And that is that, you know what? Let's value each other. Both inside the womb and outside the womb. Let's take care of our seniors. Let's come alongside of them through the aging process and really go the extra mile for them and let them know all the sacrifices that they made for us throughout our lives are so appreciated. And now that it is a privilege for us to take an extra hour out of our day to give back to them, that they are not a burden. That no mom, no dad, you know what? Yes, you have a chronic illness. Your memory is failing, but you know what? You are still my mother. You are still a human being that I am going to fight for till the end because that is what you did for me. And so that's what Hawaii Life Alliance is about. And so what we like to do is also help to shape policy at the legislative level that really advocates for, you know, health and prosperity and good, you know, morals and values that give power to parents, that take government out of these decisions that should be made at a parental level. We really would like to see more parental involvement in minor children's abortion decisions, and give them that authority and control and not have government infringe on that, right? And so, yeah, that's what we're all about. It's just about being grateful for, you know, the lives that we have and helping those that need assistance in their own lives is that time approaches.
So tell me, who are the members of the Hawaii Life Alliance?
Wow, we've got a great coalition or a great alliance. We have Aloha Life Advocates, formerly, as you had mentioned, Hawaii Right to Life. We have Hawaii Family Forum, who is our sister, really partner, and we take a lot of our lead from the Hawaii Family Forum, who just incredibly and thankfully will be celebrating 20 years serving our families in this capacity in our islands next year. So that's very exciting. We have Peace Hawaii Catholic Conference, who Bishop Larry and Deacon Walter and Father Gary Secor are just awesome, and Paulette Varney is, you know, with that group. We have Whole Life Hawaii. We have the Pearson Foundation, Place for Women in Waipiho, Aloha Pregnancy Care and Counseling Center, the Pregnancy Center in Kona, Malama Pregnancy Center,
Pulse Ministry
with Cheryl, Rachel's Vineyard. We've just got, and the list goes on and on and on. So it's a very neat, fun, loving, engaging, and extremely passionate group of people that just say, hey, you know what, every life matters, and you know what, we're going to stay in the battle and fight to ensure that the dignity of all people is protected.
Now that's a great segue, Janet, because we've been talking these last 4 weeks about abortion, of course, but another big issue, obviously, life issue that we have been putting a lot of time and energy is to stop assisted suicide. So we will be doing a podcast specifically dedicated to a fight against the legalization of assisted suicide, because that's going to require a lot of time. But let's talk about the positive ways that right now you can raise your voice for life in Hawaii. And we started with the 40 Days for Life. So the 40 Days for Life is from what time to what time of the year?
So they have a spring and fall campaign. It's usually March, April, May, June to June. And it's a peaceful prayer vigil that has, I think, three components. So they pray outside different abortion clinics, primarily the Planned Parenthood on South King Street. Tracy Whitehurst, who's been the lead campaign director here locally on Oahu, I think statewide maybe, or on Oahu I know, and she's just amazing. So you can go to www.40daysforlife.com/Hawaii to get more information. But basically they pray outside the clinics. They do sidewalk counseling, and they just are a presence there with literature and other resources for women that are thinking about are abortion minded or want information.
And we will have Tracy do a podcast with us too, so she can go more into detail about 40 Days for Life.
Great.
What else can they do?
I think what's really important is just to have the conversation. I think what would be really powerful for us is to really start identifying youth in youth groups in our churches and our college campuses that are pro-life, pro-movement-minded. Students for Life is just a national movement that is just gaining amazing momentum and traction across the country and really impacting our cause and our voice and just a really positive.
I want to speak to that. This is what I know. I know that if you attend a college, it's University of Hawaii here, or even Chaminade, and you say to yourself, you know, I don't want to be the only voice out there. I promise you that if you speak up for life, people will join you. We're looking for young men and women that are champions for life, that are willing to get involved on the campuses. And it's never, you don't have to be a college student. You can be a high school student. You can be a grade school student. First and foremost, if this interests you, then talk to your parents. Make sure your parents know about it, because we totally encourage this parental communication. We've been talking about this. Talk to your pastor, your youth pastor, if you have one. But definitely Students for Life is another way that we believe you can positively get involved. There's also a big event that happens in January.
Yes, yes. And I'd like to see this just to be enormously humongous. Let's go out and let's raise the banner for life. Let's be those champions at the forefront. And it is the annual
March for Life.
March for Life. And I know that Deacon Ken Borja is the lead campaign manager on that event, and we can get more information. We will disseminate more information as it becomes available to Eva and the Alliance.
And you can go to AlohaLifeAdvocates.org for more information about the march. And there is contact information there on that website. So if you want to get involved, then you make sure you call Deacon Ken, tell him you want to get involved with the March for Life. Are there other ways that people can get involved in a positive way for life?
People can, you know, one thing that I really like, we sometimes at our church, One Love Ministries,
shout out to Pastor Waxer.
Pastor Waxer. He'll let us have a table out front, and maybe we can have literature to the various pregnancy centers, on the different events, on online resources, on books, on life-affirming information. And so he'll let me put a table out there every now and then, and we can, you know, maybe write, you know, our pastor's secretary, and, you know, there is, I think, isn't there a pro-life, is November Right to Life Month? I know January is the March.
October is Respect Life Month.
Respect
in the Catholic, in the Catholic Church. But I think this is a really good time to say, here's another positive thing, and this doesn't cost anything, and it's very quick. How about if we encourage our listeners to thank their pastor when they preach on life issues?
Amen to that.
I think our pastors would love to hear a non-complaint thing, right? Because people are really quick to say, hey, pastor, you know, you used the wrong scripture, or, you know, that story didn't really touch you. But I think pastors would love to hear that they've done a good job.
And overall.
So how about that? How about not even just about life issues? How about we encourage people to love on their pastor?
Yes.
Let's have a love on your pastor day.
Yes.
That's really good, everybody. That's awesome. How about this? How about if people start doing social media and letter to the editor campaign to promote life?
Brilliant.
So if you are a person that loves social networking, how about you start paying attention to the misinformation that Planned Parenthood is putting out there with their Lots of Kala campaign that they have. There's a lot of things in the media right now saying that faith-based community puts out misinformation. Planned Parenthood also puts out misinformation. And so if you're a person that's a whiz on social media, it's time for you to start saying wonderful things about the pregnancy resource centers on social networking. Yeah. Go and like them on Facebook. If you've had good experiences with them, tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor's neighbor, tell your uncle's friends, cousin's niece, mother's brother's friend. Tell everybody you know. Do the Portuguese Coconut Wireless. Write a letter to the editor, the good work that they're doing. Of course, another way that they could positively get involved is to pay attention to what happens during the legislative session, right? Hawaii Family Forum, Christian Coalition, Concerned Women for America are all organizations that will put out information on what's happening at the state capitol. Hawaii Family Forum will tell you when a bill comes up. We make it really easy for you to plug in, to send a message to your legislator on the issues of life, as Janet mentioned, the parental consent things, physician-assisted suicide. When it comes to sex ed, you all know Pono Choices. Everybody knows Pono Choices. So if there's something we need you to do at the Capitol, that's a positive way. But it doesn't stop there. There is a cycle that we say at Hawaii Family Forum. We have an I Vote Hawaii campaign, which we encourage people to be registered to vote. But as everyone who lives here knows, that registering to vote is not the problem. It's very easy to register to vote in the state of Hawaii'i, and they've made it even easier now. In 2018, you will have Election Day registration, so you'll be able to do it right there at the polls.
That's right.
So it's very easy to register to vote, dear people. If you're not registered to vote and you're listening to this, I know what you're thinking. What difference does it make?
Oh!
What difference is my one little voice going to make? And let me just tell you that Hawaii is the lowest in the nation at voter registration and turnout. And if everybody thinks the way you do, we're going to stay at the bottom of the list. So we are encouraging everybody to not only be to participate in the legislative process, but to be registered to vote, but to actually cast your vote on Election Day. We know it's not easy in a state that is so strongly Democrat. We have a lot of people listening that are Democrats, and that's great. If you're a Democrat and you're listening to this, get involved on the Democratic Party platform level. Go to the convention. Raise your voice. As a person of faith who's a Democrat, you have every right to get involved in the process and to raise your voice. If you're a Republican, go to the Republican conventions. Make sure that you participate in the development of the platforms, that you raise your vote. People of faith, get out and vote.
Yeah, and I can't, you know, hammer that charge home, you know, any better than that, Eva. You know, Hawaii is really quite a unrivaled destination that is just, you know, beloved the world over. And yet on so many things we grade, you know, on the life issue, we have an F. On the cost of living, we have an F. On the, you know, you name it, the education system, we're failing. Just the way we care for our seniors. It's, you know, we as believers have every, you know, there's a scripture that I love, and I'm speaking to myself, you know, that same resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives within us. We have that dunamis, Holy Spirit power, and we should be kicking butt and taking names in a positive, I'm not saying 1, 2, 3, knock up, I'm saying in a healthy way that really turns the way the disciples did in the first church. We turn this state upside right for the glory of God and for the overall welfare and prosperity and quality of life for the people in this precious land of Aloha.
And I don't want to hear, I hear it now. You're listening to this in your car and you're talking out loud about this. I can hear it now, but we don't know who to vote for. And I make this joke when I do my Community Action Network trainings on voting. It's like, I hear people say, I can't choose between Satan and the Antichrist. You know, that's how they feel when they're at the polls. They have to make these choices between two evil entities. Let me send this out even further. Then how about some of our faith-based people with integrity and honor run for office?
Woo-hoo!
We have 1.2 million people in the state of Hawaii. And there are Christians that are good, moral people with high integrity. Encourage them. If you don't want to run for office, if this is not what you're being called to do, surely you know some people that have integrity and honor. And why don't you encourage them to do so that we can stop using not having the right person to vote for as a reason not to vote.
Yeah.
And I think the other charge that we need to put out there is if there is a good person running for office, and if they do meet the criteria of someone who has integrity, someone with honor, someone who doesn't take bribes. I think if Pastor Alan Cardenas was here, I think he would give us that scripture. I think it's in Chronicles that talks about what to look for.
Yes.
When you're voting for someone. If you know someone who's running for office and they fit that bill, then support them. Vote for them.
Yeah, and you know, for so many years, Hawaii Family Forum and other faith-based organizations and pastors and clergy and our bishop, who I just adore, you know, have been on the front line of the battles, again, for the causes that we hold dear, that we so strongly believe in. And there's not a lot of left that we're going to be fighting for if we don't really get some, you know, God-honoring and God-fearing people into our office. Senate that has no conservative values in there. We have a House that has how many conservative voices out of how many? 4 or 5 out of...
There are 5 Republicans in a House of 51.
51. Wow, that doesn't...
And again, people, we are not saying that you have to be a Republican.
Right.
I want to make that very clear. Hawaii Family Forum is a 501c3 organization. We do not support any political party. However, what we are saying is that there are good men and women that are sitting in office right now in both parties.
Of course.
That need to be supported. And those that are running for office, again, that fit that criteria also need to be supported.
Can I just share one recent experience I had? Last night I was at a fundraiser for a fundraising event, and there were a couple senators there.
For date purposes, that would be November 1st.
Correct.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Thank you. So I was at this fundraiser, and there were two senators there, and one of them is running for lieutenant governor. And really pitching to us his platform and why he should be elected and all his years in service. And so he was talking about some issues, marijuana, gambling, all of these things, assisted suicide, that are things we're going to be fighting still, and we're going to need, you know, good policymakers in there. And so he was pitching his case, and I said, you know, but, you know, and he was saying things that I didn't agree, and I said, it's so biased. I said, you've got a whole caucus that agrees with you. You know, you've got a whole Senate that's going to vote exactly the same way. You know, do you think that's... Oh, he was talking about the haves and the have-nots and how the middleman has been being pushed out, right? And I thought, oh, you're sounding more like a conservative than a liberal. But anyways, all that to say, I said, you know, you guys are just so heavily entrenched. You know, in the party. And he said, that's not my fault. That's your fault. Because you guys don't get out and vote. And you don't put the right people out there as candidates. Don't blame me because we have a fully controlled Senate.
That's a really good point. And I think people need to remember that if you have a minority, and I'm not talking party, I'm talking conservative belief system, in the legislature, there is very little that they can do. Because they can stand up and give great floor speeches. They can vote against bad legislation or vote to support good legislation. But 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 voices cannot
change a parental
policy. Yes.
Yeah. Can't get a parental
they cannot
consent bill pushed
they
through.
They cannot.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to swim downstream.
Right.
And we know we're asking people to swim upstream. We get it. But we're saying that it's something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Hawaii would be a very powerful and formidable state if there was a balanced party system here where voices from both sides could really debate an issue. For those of you that have been here, you remember how it was in the mid-1990s, when there were 17, 18, 21 Republicans in the House. Let me tell you, there were some really good floor speeches back then, because people knew they weren't standing alone.
Right.
And that's all we're asking. We're asking for people to get behind these legislators who are fearless. And we encourage you to do something about it. You know, be the one that affects change. So start with you and your family. Make sure your family's all registered to vote. And you know what? I have a Portuguese family, a very loud Portuguese family. Dad, I know you're listening to this and you're going, what? We discuss politics in my house, and it's not always pretty. Let me tell you, it is not always pretty. But I will tell you, it's really interesting to hear both sides of an issue coming from the real person who lives here, who pays the taxes,
yes,
who drives the road, who looks at the rail being built, regardless of whether you support the rail or you oppose the rail. We see it. It is something that is in front of us every day. We all have strong opinions about it. Yeah, I think that's great advice, Janet.
Why, thank you.
Yes. So what else positively as we start wrapping up this final podcast? A person for life, what can they do to affect change here in the state?
You know, I think, you know, as we talked about, I think, you know, everything that we laid out will make a difference. Change the way that our culture, you know, looks at each other. I think that, you know, you can't deny through 4D ultrasounds and now the internet, you know, when your girlfriend is pregnant and she shows you the ultrasound and you can see the, you know, formation of the baby and the sex of the baby and, you know, are they having a baby girl or a baby boy? And so I think that, you know, internet technology, I think just, you know, really being there for each other. If you know, other than the, you know, the standard programs we mentioned, just having that human touch, being relational, being concerned about each other. If you see something that somebody seems, you know, out of character, other than just having a bad day, maybe pull them aside or tell a parent, you know. Could be a teenager that finds out she's pregnant. It could be a senior that runs out of money and finds out they have a terminal diagnosis and doesn't want to be a quote-unquote burden to their family. And so I think it's just, you know, giving that human touch to each other is really what is really important.
I think, dear listener, that as we wrap up this final podcast, I encourage you to send me an email at Hawaii Family Forum, info@hawaiifamilyforum.org. If you have a positive story of life, if you know someone who chose life, if you yourself chose life, if you know someone who walked a really rough road, but they chose life, received really good care from a pro-life doctor, or heard a really good pro-life message from your pastor, I want to know about it. I think it'd be great if we let the community know that the life message is being promoted here in Hawaii. And if the media won't do it, then let us do it as people of faith. To send that word out, yeah. That positive word of life, out into a community of darkness that needs the light. Thank you for hanging in with us for these last four podcasts. And we will be bringing Janet back to do a later podcast on our elderly kapuna and the exploitation and care that they need. They don't need exploitation, but we want to talk about elder exploitation. But we also want to talk about elder care and the services necessary for our elderly kapuna to thrive in this beautiful state of Hawaii'i. Janet, thank you so much for sharing your mana'o with us. We really appreciate all that you do for life.
Thank you. It's been a tremendous privilege to sit here with you.
Amen, sister. Love you bunches.
Love you bunches.
And I want to do a shout out as I end this to all the men and women who promote life in the state of Hawaii.
Yes.
All of the men and women who work in the pregnancy resource centers, the men and women who staff the Mary Jane Center, the men and women, doctors and nurses that fight for life every day in the medical community, for the counselors and teachers that promote life in the Catholic schools and in the Christian schools. Thank you so much for speaking life into this dying community. Mahalo, and we'll see you next time. Aloha, this is Eva Andrade, president of Hawaii Family Forum, and we are pleased that you were able to join us on this weekly Triple F podcast. We hope you'll join us next week. Take care and God bless.